Blog Talk Radio.
EK on the spot.
I love my man.
Real life, my man.
You tuned in to Real Talk, Real Life with Emma E2K on the spot. And this is only for the rolling sexy, baby. Mwah.
Disappointment and being mad.
Because there is a level of being disappointed and then, you know, getting to mad. Because you can go to the point of being disappointed that you end up doing 25 years to life. You feel me? Because I know I've come close. I definitely have come close. That I've been so upset and so disappointed at things. I've been so disappointed at things that I actually, man, if they would let me rock, I would not be here doing this show. But everybody knows me as being positive. Today I'm going on a little on the negative side, my people. Yes, I'm going into the dark side today. Shout out to Fat Joe. I'm going to do a little dark side today because sometimes you just have to even out the playing field. They say a lot of everything is no good. So a lot of positiveness is not good. I got to throw some negative stuff in there to even out and balance out all the situations. So the difference between being disappointed and being mad. Because disappointed is more hurtful, more, I think, long-lasting for me, in my opinion. When you're disappointed, that can last you like your whole lifetime. Like you could be disappointed at somebody and that could last for 10 years you're disappointed. As opposed to when you're mad, it's spontaneous. Your magic is right there for the moment. And then, you know, a couple of hours later, yeah, maybe you could be mad a couple of hours later. Okay, but a couple of days later, you're still not, you know, you're over it because something else happened, another emotion took place, you know, of you being mad. So like either you're happy, you're sad, whatever, you're going to other emotions. So the point is, to me, the difference between being mad and being disappointed is disappointment lasts, it carries with you a lot longer, and it lasts longer, the disappointment, as opposed to being mad is more at the moment, you know, because I can be, like, mad right now, and then later on something will happen, I got into a phone call, somebody made me smile, laugh, said a joke, I laughed, so that moment kind of passed. But the disappointment kind of lingers. I don't care if I'm laughing. I'm still disappointed if somebody let me down, you know? Call in 347-826-7722 and let us know your disappointment story. Rose, who we got on the line, Rose? You know, I don't want to feel like I'm alone in this. 646, can you give us your opinion on the difference between being disappointed and being mad? And your disappointment story? 646, you're on with ME2K. You can be on the spot.
Hi, this is Cindy. Shout out to E2K. I listen to you guys all the time. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Thank you for calling.
Okay,
did you get to hear the topic and what we're discussing?
Yeah, and that's why I'm calling, because I want to know, like, I want to give my opinion about it. So, like, I think the difference between being disappointed and being mad is simple. Like, when you're mad, it's like an emotion that just lasts, you know, for a minute or two. When you're disappointed, that can really, like, mess up your mind, because disappointment is more like a letdown. And I don't know. It's just, to me, disappointment has more more of, like, somebody. Can I curse on the radio, Emma? Can I curse?
Yes, you can curse. Not too much. Don't go crazy, because I am going to say something louder, but let's not get too crazy.
So disappointment just fucks you up pretty much. Mad is only temporary. Like, mad will just last about 2-3 minutes, but disappointment really fucks with your head and it really gets you thinking about the person, how fucked up they are, you know? So that's just the difference to me.
Okay, I mean, well, then I guess then we're both on the same page, because I was kind of saying the same thing, which was when you're mad, you can be mad for the moment, you can be mad for a couple of hours, and it's like, okay, then another different emotion comes in. You get happy, you talk to somebody on the phone, so your mood changes, and then you're no longer mad. But disappointment, 10 years could pass, and you still could be disappointed on something that someone did to you, whether it be a family member, a spouse, you know, somebody that you really entrusted with either a secret or your emotions or your heart, and they let you down, they disappointed you, and that's a longer lasting. So we're definitely on the same page with that.
Yeah.
Tell me the biggest disappointment story. Who let you down that way, man? Shout out.
I have a real bugged out story. Like, I don't even think you want to hear it, Emma. You want
to
hear it?
Because I don't want to. I want to feel like I'm not alone in this. Because I think maybe I've been thinking that it's basic people trying to get up on me. You know, the devil's a liar, man. The devil's a liar, and he pushes. But sometimes,
no, you're not alone, girl. Mm-mm. All right,
tell me a story. I don't want to feel alone.
All right. So I was dating this guy, and he did both. He disappointed me, and he made me mad because I thought he was really into me and everything, and then I found out that he was married. So,
wow.
Yeah. So that was not only a disappointment because I swear I thought he was saying all this stuff like that. He was different and all this bullshit, and he let me down, and he made me mad because, like, he's an asshole. He's like, how you gonna be married and going out on dates? You got your wife at home, and then you out here dating people. Like, I don't understand. Like, and I know this is a common situation, but it never happened to me before, and I didn't think it would ever happen to me. You know, because there's always signs. You pick up on these things, like, if a guy's married. But he was smooth. The smooth operator, and he just, like, I was trying to renew my faith in men, and he just crushed it and let it down all over again. So,
amazing.
That's my story. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, fellas, man. Oh, man, fellas. Especially when the girl is just getting over that hump and trying to trust again. Don't do that. Don't disappoint us. You know, we have to then come back again and do this shit all over again. Like, please. You know, even if you ladies too, man, stop just disappointing. Y'all just a bunch of disappointed. I just got disappointed. I'm glad I'm not alone.
That's how it is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, shout out to the cheese and the whites and all that because, you know, they go through disappointments on a daily basis all the time. So, hey, I guess it all depends on what spectrum you want to be on, you know? So that's a big disappointment, you know, for you to be with somebody and then find out that he has a significant other. And, you know, I think that, no, that's beyond disappointment. Because, yeah, I'm sorry, I think you passed the disappointment stage.
Yeah, that disappointment, rage, bad, all of those things, you know?
Yeah, that's the
then they wonder why we go crazy, right, Emma? Then they wonder why, then we crazy when we, you know, pick up a car or two, we crazy.
You probably do 10 years because remember that young girl, 16-year-old girl, what is it, Joey Porter's Fuko? That's the name? The 16-year-old that he had the wife, and the 16-year-old girl went and knocked on the wife's door and shot her in the face.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That Joe Blow to Fuko. I remember that. Like, that was years ago. Mm-hmm. But
you know what I'm talking about, that story. But that happened because the man, you know, was leading this young girl on. She fell in love, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, he broke her heart, and she went and broke, you know, his wife's face. I mean, you know, with a bullet.
Yeah.
Not that she's doing that at all, please. We are against that. I love radio, online, E2K on the spot. We don't agree in violence. We all, you know, the positive movement. I'm just commenting on something that already happened.
Right, because the disappointment, because that's what these men do. They just disappoint you and to the point that you go crazy, and then they want to complain and question why you're going crazy.
Right.
You know?
No. And let me say, you know, not only men, but women. Women do that too. Women do it a lot, so I'm not going to. And, you know, although I'm always big enough for the winning market, I'm, you know, I don't like to, like the saying says, you know, block the sky with my hand. So, you know, women do it too. We just need to stop doing that bullshit to each other because that's hurtful, man. We got to be living with it or whatever. Just leave the person alone if you can't really meet their needs. If you know that you're not in that level, in the, you know, you're not the type of, that caliber of a person that they need, yo, just let them go, man. Just let them go. That's the best thing I think you can do for somebody that you really care and that you really love. As opposed to just trying to have the cake and eat it too and then create that disappointment that not a lot of people can handle that. Not a lot of people can handle that disappointment, you know? But Cynthia, hang on. Thank you for calling. Let me bring in another caller. See what about the hot topic that we are, which is discussing
disappointment. Yeah. I got unlimited anyway.
Hello. 914.
You got Google?
Okay. to mute that conversation because I would like to have mine. All right. So anyway, Cynthia, you still on the line, right? You still 347. You're back with Emma E2K, 2K on the spot.
Emma.
Sal?
Yeah.
Hey, Sal.
What's up, baby?
Hello from Fever Records. Hi, Beck. Thank you for calling.
What's up, girl? How you doing?
I'm good, man. Trying to make things happen and discussing the topic of disappointment. But I'm going to put that to the side because I know you have some real important information to give us, which is the softball game for Erica Roman, you know, tribute to our fallen beloved one. And I want you to give out information to the public so they can be able to know what's going on. Go ahead.
Well, Tuesday we're having a celebrity softball game in honor of Erica, who passed away last year, as you know. And we're donating all the proceeds to the Children's Aid Society for foster children, which Erica was a foster child. And before she had died, she was very involved with being a big sister and mentoring a lot of foster children. So we're just carrying on what she wanted to do. And,
I don't know what the hell she's talking about, though.
Yep. Tuesday at Castle Hill Little League in the Bronx. We're keeping it local in the Bronx. And we're going to have a celebrity softball game at 6:30, and then we're going to have a nightclub game with all the clubs from the Bronx, 718, Latin Kitchen, Mimosa, Mi Gente, Salud.
Mi Gente's still open?
Mi Gente's still open, and they will be there.
No.
And Pompeii, too. So we're all going to play each other and raise some money.
Oh, cool. All right, so
yeah,
I'm going to keep announcing this information so everybody can know. So that'll be next Tuesday, right? And it's going to be at Zerika or Castle Hill?
Tuesday the 24th, Castle Hill Little League in the Bronx.
Okay. And it's, can you give us a couple of names of the people that already have confirmed to be there?
We got Angela, that girl Angela from Jersey Shore. We have that girl that, the entertainer, that reality show, The Entertainer, the girl who won Cardi, she's going to be there. And
okay.
We got TKA, George Lamont, Judy Torres, Karina, Cover Girls, Rob Bass. We have Mark Vieira, the comedian, Roberto Vanderpool. We have some actors and actresses from California coming in. And, you know, there'll be some surprise DJs there. Cool Mike Ski's playing Lucho. And I think Scribble's coming by. And Crazy Legs and DJ Tony Touch.
Nice. So everybody, for whatever reason is that you want to go there, of course, those of you, Erica Roman, you better be there. We're not going to ask you to sleep. But those that even that didn't know her, if you want to go out just to check out the celebrities that are going to be there, the DJs, please, you know, all the money and the proceeds is going to go to Children's Aid Society, which is something that, you know, she really believes in, Erica. Oh, I'm getting chills or whatever, but rest in peace, Erica. That was my friend. That was our friend and our family. And please make sure you support for whatever reason. Thank you, Sal, for calling in. I love you, baby.
I love you, Emma, and keep up the good work, baby.
Thank you, honey.
E2K.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was us. Shout out to fellow that called. Oh, my God. Just had the only children all that. Shout out to Erica Roman and everything that's going to be done for her on Tuesday. Please don't forget to support the celebrity baseball game that they're going to have out there. There's going to be, like, a whole list. There's a whole list of celebrities and actors and comedians. They're going to go out there to support. I was out there last year, and we had a great and awesome time. You can check out the pictures on my Facebook / Emma E2K and click on Erica Roman's first annual celebrity baseball game, and you'll be able to see all the pictures posted up there, which is pretty hot. Today on the show, we're going to have author Julie Ojeda Ning. She's an author that wrote the book Friends to the End, and currently now her second, the part two, is out. I know today she had a book signing. I'm not too sure where, but she's been doing her thing, and the books are flying definitely off the shelves. We're also going to have producer Lord Finesse. coming in. He was supposed to have been here. There was a cancellation, but he, you know, thank God he had called in, and he definitely wanted to be rescheduled, and that's, you know, much respect to him for, you know, committing and coming in to do the show. Also, shout out to our comedian, Cindy Sugar Rush. Man, we're going to be laughing after all my disappointment moments. So she's going to, you know, talk about what she's doing. We're going to talk about, you know, any events coming up, and she'll give that information while she's sitting here with me. And she's sitting on the hot chair and on the Cougar's lair. All right. Again, let me shout out everybody that's out there at the Paradise Theater, man. Shout out to everybody watching the Cedric the Entertainer and Friends concert. It's off the hook. I heard it's off the hook. It's Benini. I also want to say happy birthday, happy belated birthday to both my sons. One of their birthdays was the 17th, which was my baby that just turned 2 years old, Prince Angel. And my other big boy, because he's a big boy now, he just turned 18 yesterday. Which is Pedro. I call him Bebo. Everybody knows him as Bebo. He don't like it, but too bad I got to stick with him, his mother. So, shout out to my two boys that just, you know, just turned another milestone in their lives. Shout out to all the Leos and all the Virgos, and shout out to Michael Mai Rocky, a birthday being tomorrow. Make sure everybody goes to my mota tonight, man, and Diva and Stilettos. Happy birthday to Monique. Her birthday also was on the 17th. And we're going to go big, man. It's the Sheet Games going to be in the building, E2K Magazine. We're going to get stilettos and tight dresses. My mota's on Castle Hill. Don't forget to go over there. It's going to be popping tonight. Who we got on the call? 646, you're on with Emma E2K, and we're talking about disappointment. 646, I guess you're that disappointed you don't want to call. All right, I can understand. I definitely can relate, man. Shout out to the Children's Aid Society. Shout out to Julie again that will be on soon. Shout out to Cynthia that's in the building, man. She's here. And she'll be on Lush Radio soon. We'll definitely discuss that. Shout out to the guys, 950 Plus, that are up in Canada. They should be over there already. They had a show. I know that I spoke to Dion on the trip on their way up there, so they're probably up there already now. So shout out to AG. Andre, the giant, D-I-T-C, the god. You need to call me, yo. You say you're going to co-host with me. Give me a call. Anyway, we're also going to be running the jingle contest, people. I need a 30-second jingle. 30-second jingle for my show, E2K on the Spot. Don't forget to send it to E2KOnTheSpot@gmail.com. E2KOnTheSpot@gmail.com. Not an hour, not 3 minutes, but 30 seconds. Just basically that it says, you know, that it says E2K on the spot. It says Real Talk, Real Life with Emily 2K, and any other extra little cute stuff that you want to throw up in there in the 30 seconds that you have. We don't know what the price is going to be yet, but the contest is still on. The prices are always good. Let me go into a little commercial, and we'll be right back. We're going to commercial. It's live. Are we on commercial? No, we're not on commercial. Why will we be on commercial? Because we need to be on. That's right. Anyway, shout out again to everybody.
You looking for that hot studio, man. You trying to drop your lyrics, man. Get your mixing and mastering on. Getting your recording on, man. And you're tired of all those cats just standing you up and you don't know what to do? Then you need to holler at Team Studios. Team Studios at 752 East 137th Street between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-22221. You know what I'm saying? And make sure that you log into the website at www.teamentertainment.net. Follow them on Twitter at TeamENT1. Don't forget, they open 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm talking about they got room to rent. You looking for an office to get your whole internet radio going on? Or maybe you might even want to do something in there. I don't know what it is. You might even want to have a house party. I don't know. But you know what it is. 7 days a week, man. They got room to rent. Room to rent, man. Get your business together. Get your professionalism on. Make sure you holler at Team Studios. Team Studios, man. The hottest place in the Bronx.
That's how we do. www.e2kmagazineonline.com. Don't forget to check out the website. Follow us on the Twitter, which is twitter.com/EmmaE2K. Don't forget to follow me. Don't forget to follow Lush Radio Online on the Twitter. Follow Team ENT, the number one. Follow all of us, man. Let's just go into a drop real quick.
Y'all know what it is, man. It's Tyreek in the building. You're locked in with Lush Radio Online. You dig? Online.
Not separate, but always know the difference. Those emotions take place because you've been disappointed. But the disappointing part of it stays lingering on, where 5 years, 10 years later, you are still disappointed. As opposed to 10 years later, you're still not going to be mad. You know, maybe a couple of days, but some people, you know, have that grudge and they hold on to that shit for a long time. But for the average person, is only mad for several hours, you know, of that situation happening, and then they bounce right back up from it, you know, because they've encountered a different emotion. Whether they're happy or they're eating, now they, you know, they feel full, whatever it is. Shout out to Murder Mommies, Lady L's. Shout out to, you know, my little sis. I see you doing your radio thing and doing your 1-2, that's what's up. And that still doesn't take away from you being on the show and me interviewing you, because love is love, you know what I mean? You know, I don't really, I'm disappointed today, but I don't really be on this extra radio beefing. That's just not where I'm at. I'm all about love and peace and hair grease. So make sure you are just check us out, man, because we have the only live guest. We love to be chopping it up with all the different guests that we have. I mean, anywhere from rappers to authors to comedians to producers to movie makers, you know, just be here at the, you know, at the Cougar's Lair, you know, the way I like to call it. They sit on my Cougar's Lair, you know, and we sit here, we chop it up, and, you know, and we do what we do. And you ain't gonna get to see a different sight and a different light on your favorite, you know, like Christian Dior, man. Shout out to Christian Dior. I heard your stuff on the radio today coming in from Philly to New York, man. Shout out to Hova. I know that team is working hard body. Shout out to the Drastics. I know you guys are doing your, you know, your thing. Shout out to the retweet, Future Guru 100. I know you on the Twitter, man. Retweeting, but that's what you do, man. Shout out to Diva, Mary Kay, that was here with us the other day from Jersey, rocking hard. You know, shout out to everybody in the ATL, man. I'm putting my fingers up, ATL. Shout out to everybody over there. Lush was out there having fun. That's why she's not here. Okay, I'm not going to get into it here. Okay, but she don't like that. All right, okay, I'll do that. But she'll be here next week, and she'll be co-hosting with me, and we're going to pop it off. You know, we all just doing what we need to do, man, grinding real heavy. Shout out to It's a She Thing. Also, like I said, we're going to go to my mustache right after this and pop it off. I'm going to leave my disappointment attitude here. The law of attraction, I'm going to leave my disappointment attitude here after the interview. Maybe. I'm definitely going to leave before I leave the studio. Shout out to everybody in Team Studio, man, holding it down, doing what they do, popping out that crazy music. Shout out to D-Rell. He should be with us next week, so don't forget to log in. Team Studios is located at 752 East 137th Street, Bronx, New York, 10454. The number here is 347-726-2221. Make sure you give them a call so you can be able to schedule your session. Also, if you do it's $30 an hour, but if you do 4 hours and better, it goes down to $25 an hour. So I think that's pretty good, and they got all the high-tech stuff over here. We definitely do all our drops here, and there's mad people that come in here to record. For instance, when I was interviewing Christian Dior, he had just came from the booth recording, like live, and then just came up in here, so that was pretty cool. They're open 7 days a week and 24 hours a day. They have rooms available for rent. They're located between Willow and Brooklyn Boulevard. Their website is teamentertainment.net. And don't forget also to follow them on the Twitter, man. Everybody's on the Twitter. Also, they're on the Facebook. Make sure you follow me also on the Twitter, MAE2K. It's T2K _ magazine. Shout out to the Street Queens. Shout out to Natalia in Florida. I see you, girl, and keep your head up. And you should call in about disappointment because I heard about your disappointment story. Don't make me feel alone, man. I know I'm not alone with this disappointment stuff going on. But, yeah, man, it's a hard thing. It's just a hard thing to accept, to understand, to kind of vibe with when you're just disappointed, especially when you're disappointed. Like, when you're disappointed, like, at work, at the job place, it's like, okay, whatever. You let it go, and the next day you come to work with a different attitude or whatever. But when you're disappointed by a loved one or a family member, that's like a dagger. Yeah, that's like a dagger because it depends on the level of disappointment as well. Because then you can be disappointed on like, oh, man, I thought, the house was going to be clean. I came back, it's not clean. That's not a disappointment that lasts long. But a disappointment of being like betrayed or disrespected or not being treated the way you feel that you need to be treated, or feel like you've been taken advantage of or whatever, those type of disappointments, of course, are more serious and, more long-lasting. So people, please, all I'm saying is guys and girls, because, everybody know I go out for the women market, but, us girls, we do it too, and come on, I'm going to check y'all because y'all represent me when y'all are there doing that bullshit, you know what I'm saying? So, and then, I get somebody, and then I have to pay for it. That's not cool. I swear. Oh, that's what I mean, anyway. So, just take in consideration, about just the disappointed people. If you feel you can't, meet the challenge, or if you feel that things are not working out, or if you feel that you have a problem or a situation that you cannot handle, and it's going to cause disappointment to your partner, to your spouse, to your loved one, to your significant other, then, be on your own and take care of your problems, man. Take care of your problems, let them take care of theirs, and maybe later on down the line it'll work. Not all the time it works at the moment. Sometimes you need to take a space, a mental space or a physical space, and then come back to it and really put things into perspective. I'm always disappointed. For me, right, boo-hoo. But I learned to just keep going, keep moving, look at the positive, of course, in everything. Because even in the disappointment, we can learn. We can learn about ourselves. you know, we definitely learn about the person that we're with, or the, you know, the future people that we will be with eventually, you know. You get to point out the red flags on things that happen, you know, whether family or prior things that have happened, you know, you get to really put things in perspective. You know, my mind is just all over the place right now again because, in my heart, I'm very disappointed. You know, I know even though I'm a public figure, my business don't have to always be blasted out, but I will tell you that I'm very disappointed. I was very disappointed last night. And, you know, and we're going to leave it there as far as my disappointments are concerned. But coming up will be shortly Julie, which is our author. We're also going to have our Lord Finesse, and we're going to have Cindy Sugar Rush. And maybe Cindy can make me laugh a little bit because, you know, with my disappointment attitude that I have right now, which I plan to change. But sometimes it's good that you kind of feel the pain. You know, sometimes you need to feel the disappointment so that don't happen again. You know, you need to embrace the disappointment and the pain. So let me embrace my pain. Let me go into a song. All I Want Is You. Maybe that'll pick me up. I think that'll pick up my energy. You know what? Put that.
I never thought I'd see the day that you my old girl. Now I'm stuck here hollering at old girl. Got one, got two, three, four, girl. Shotgun in a drop, made a right. Hut one, hut two, told him, take a hike. Then it's on to the next one. Hard to move on when you always regret one. Could it be you everything that these plain couldn't be?
Is it a sign from the Lord that I shouldn't be lost in the play away? So they get hold of me, got me on layaway. Girl, you got a hold on me. I say I'm wrong, you say come again. Damn, said I was wrong, but don't rub it in. I got a lot on my mind, got a flock full of dimes, like a line full of hula. How they coming in? Just saying, don't wanna have me, then somebody will. I'm playing, weight on my chest like I body build. I'm praying, you ain't content with trying to do your thing and come back, baby, boomerang, rang.
Yo, what's the deal, yo? This is AG, one half of Showbiz and AG, and you're listening to Real Talk, Real Life on E2K on the Spot. Everything's Berry, baby.
Yeah, man. Shout out to AG, D-I-T-C. That was Miguel featuring J. Cole with All I Want Is You. And I try to play that to see, like, my spirits would get up with my disappointment attitude. No, it didn't work. We're going to look for another song because that one didn't work. I love that song. It's my favorite song. It didn't work, though. I have it on my ringer. It can't work. All right, let's bring in a caller, man. Let's talk about, man, disappointment. The difference between disappointed, being disappointed, and being mad. Who we have, Rose? 646. You're on the line with Emma E2K, and I'm disappointed, man. Let's talk about some disappointment stories. 646. Oh, my God. All of this is disappointing me, too. 347, y'all with Emma E2K. What's your disappointment story? Everybody just want to listen. All right, you know what? Man, I'm just going to get one attitude. Just mute everybody. And since I already have somebody that might change my attitude up in the building, which is Ms. Comedian Cindy Sugar Ross. Are you there? Oh, hi, Mama.
What's up, everybody?
If anybody can do it, you can, man. This is a topic we're discussing. I'm going to the topic. I know that you're happy and you're all cloudy, but get the happiness out the door because today you're got a happiness thing.
Hi, why is this disappointment? I'm curious.
Hi.
You know. By the way, I want to say real quick, a huepa, because, you know, I saw people going to, what are you going to do, right?
Huepa!
So I'm going to do my world famous huepa. Do it, do it.
me.
Ready?
Wepa! Holy mama,
Santo America! El mundo entero! What's up? The oil spill is clogged, man. Why are we talking about disappointment? That's what I need to know.
Okay, we're talking about the topic is disappointment.
Can I have a minute?
I always, yeah, take a minute. We have minutes, you know, for everybody because, you know, we're close. And I,
right, we're going to have
breath. Because then I'll be more disappointed. You know, I'm going to the breath. But we're talking about disappointment, the difference between being disappointed and being mad. I have said that when you're disappointed, okay, you can be disappointed for like years, 10 years. Down the line or whatever, you're disappointed, somebody hurt you, broke your heart or whatever, that's a disappointment that carries on. When you're mad, that's like for the moment or briefly or for a couple of hours, and then afterwards it's another emotion. You're sad, you're happy, you're hungry or whatever.
I think that as beings, for that matter, a little bit more close to what we are, women, it's very complicated. So we have all these feelings and these emotions, and it's really hard to kind of live up to anyone's expectations. I think that's and it's not easy to live up to your own expectations as well, so you got to get yourself realistic goals. And if you keep your eyes on the prize, you know, what it is your ulterior motive is. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I've come from many downfalls in my life, you know, and I'm a young woman, but we live in a time where things have changed, you know, the economy is not what it used to be. But I mean, here I go quoting people, bro. I'm gonna quote somebody, my greatest quote: in the middle of every difficulty lies an opportunity. Whether it's within yourself or not to associate with certain people who are going to kind of like have a morale that kind of brings you down.
Right.
And, you know, being a stand-up comedian is kind of very challenging because you have a very alternative lifestyle. You know, the industry is one which is very cutthroat. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like something like when I collaborate with you, Emily, you know, it's so cool to something. But I mean, I don't really, you know, I don't really think that comedians kind of work like that because it's a very, like, you know, this is the gig I got, this is me.
Right.
But, you know, lo que es tuyo es tuyo,
and
I have no visa.
Right.
You see, and once you to downfall, your disappointment is romantic, you know what I mean? Because if it didn't work out with somebody who you're in love with, or whatever sexual orientation you are, or whatever it may be, or not even
your heart got broken.
Not even a romantic relationship. You're a parent and your child, you know, or something that breaks your heart.
Okay, don't worry, babe. I'm not going to touch that topic.
But, you know, ultimately, I think that we human beings, and we have to look ourselves in the mirror every day before we go to sleep and we brush your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to have, like, a morale of how people, you know, you can't really think about what people care about you, but at the same time, you kind of have to have a certain care of what people think about you. Like, for instance, I recently was meeting up with somebody in a business point of view, and I remember last time when I met with the person was kind of rude. And because I am the optimistic person that I am, I really try to overlook that and move forward with what we're trying to discuss. And then again, I came to meet with her again. It was just like I thought about that I had to meet with her.
Right.
But I was going to meet with anybody in the company, and I was like, you know, I was like, I beg your pardon. You know, I knew how exactly you did evening, and I'm like, I you know what I'm saying? I may be from the boogie down, but I'm a lady.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't dress me with yo, B, or what's up, bitch, and I'm like that.
Right.
I was so into it.
Right.
If you have someone who thinks that I'm going to call you, you have to be somebody who doesn't
believe
that.
No. And not even that. Yeah.
There are so many other words that we can use.
Me as a queen.
As a queen.
That I am.
Or, you know, a king.
A cougar. Are you going to call a cougar?
I'm a lynx. I'm not quite saying that. And for some reason, I'm being captured as a friend before. But, you know, I think it's very important that, you know, even if somebody disappoints you, you gotta kind of pick up the pieces and keep it moving as well as you can. Because sometimes you think you're at your worst, it's really when you're at your best.
Mm.
It's about perspective.
Mm.
And, you know, I'm not saying here preaching because, you know, I did grow up, you know, Pentecostal, and I am a fanatic of you know, being positive. I am
right.
a fanatic. But so every time you think about something negative, you gotta think about, turn around and think about five things that are positive.
Mm.
Like, for instance, like you could think, oh, you know,
action.
Yeah, you know, the laws of attraction, and we go to a real big spot for the laws of attraction to get some love here.
Hello.
Come on. But it's very interesting, like, you know, a lot of people and myself, or you can complain sometimes, like, you know, they don't think we're for, oh, I don't have that. You go to things, but you know what? I don't have leukemia. I don't have a baby, you know, a baby who is ill. And those people who do have those things, they somehow seem to overcome those things. And just move forward. Life is too short to really, like, when I seen that lady, and I was like, you know, I know the last time, they kind of nasty thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what, it's a shame that in this world that is so round, it's so big, but yet so small, and it's like so short, que yo me tengo que cortarle así, that I have to remember you for being the nasty bitch that you're being again.
Oh.
Hey, yo, si se hizo tú, mi amor.
Oh, right.
I was like, you know what, I'm going to be able to do
this. You know, yesterday I was throwing blasters, right? You know, I do my, whoever's on my phone gets the blasters.
Yeah, yeah, I got them.
And whoever don't want them, then let me know, I'll take you off. But I said, I'm not going to give, you know, pull out the person or whatever, this person was on my phone book, and I kept on sending her texts. And she hit me up yesterday, like, you motherfuckers, stop sending me texts, I'm going to call the cops. Some crazy shit like that, right?
That's not dramatica, first of all. You know, I don't know that I'm using for that one, that's not dramatica.
So I said, no, she did not text me and say, like, maybe you don't know what it is, and why don't you say, yo, who's this? Because, you know, people lose their phones, they lose their contacts, somebody texts you, you don't know what it is. Not that my texts say other than E2K on the spot, and, you know, the state guest, and so you know it's a show, but, so I, that just did something up and down, you know, my spine, and I called back. I usually don't even bother with things like that. I called back, and I said, excuse me, did you just call me a motherfucker, you know, did you just send a text back to me? Because I do recall the text that I sent you wasn't a negative one, and wasn't a nasty one, wasn't a disrespectful one. So why did your answer have to be that way?
Okay.
I said, you know, the only reason why I would come at you in a different way is because I am a queen, I am a woman, and I was raised with morals. Obviously, you wasn't. Her tone changed. I'm sorry, I apologize. Okay, that's all I wanted to hear. You have a good day. And don't worry, I will not do it again.
Good for you. I applaud you, Emma. Thank you.
I turned that moment around. You know what? I turned the moment around. But today, I don't know. You might have to tell me a couple jokes because I am disappointed. I want to talk about other people's disappointment. I sometimes feel like I'm alone.
I'm disappointed.
I mean, I know this is just something that happens in life. I understand that part. Trust me, because, oh, my God, all the things that I go through all the time. And I keep going. That's cool. But sometimes, you know, when it happens, it's repetitively, it's like,
I know, it gets annoying because I'm your kid.
Wait a minute. Did everybody have a meeting, didn't invite me, read the memo, and just everybody just
You know what? I think that living in the world that we live in today, where women have taken so many roles, like we're not only a mother, we're also the breadwinner, and, you know, we're women, we want to be loved the same way that a man wants to be loved. It doesn't really come down to so much sexuality or anything like that, but I think that the way that I've learned is that we live in a man's world, and being a functional part of society, and that whether you're a single parent or you're with your husband, it's kind of like you're taking on more duties of holding up the walls of your home as well as, you know, trying to bring that an income so you can progress and give your kids the education and things that they need. So I think it all comes down to you having a person that understands you, that respects you, that values you,
that sees
your sacrifices. I mean, that it's very important for people who you work with to see that you take things seriously and that you sacrifice. You know what I mean? Like, when I asked you, listen, I'm doing this thing over at the Oxygen Lounge.
Right.
I want to do, you know, something that involves giving not so much a comedy show just because I want to make people laugh, but it's a fundraiser. I want people to be able to bring in a book bag, a brand new book bag, brand new supplies, $24.98, and to have two free entries to the Sugar Rush Comedy Show, and there's a cultural showcase, so that we can be able to, like, take this opportunity and turn it around to something positive.
And the book bag going through?
It's going to this organization called Backpack, Operation Backpack, an association with Volunteers of America.
Nice.
Pretty much what they're doing is that they're collecting brand new. We have to state, and we reiterate and restate that because a lot of people.
Not something that will show up when I see
a. No, because I'm a comedian, I see the funny and the tragedy of life. People will bring you a cat, tip, book bag, or like a little tiny pencil with an eraser. And because you want to be specific and you want to communicate, you have to be clear with people. The average person who is in his own home is. In the New York City system is only 8 years old. I don't know if people know that.
Wow.
And, you know, the food banks are depleted.
Disappointed.
But because we're disappointed, doesn't mean that we have to go up in a wall and die. Rage against the dying light is one of my other greatest quotes. I'm not even sure who it is right now. But I think that it's important that when we do things, that it just doesn't benefit us on a regular level. Like, you know what I'm saying, what you do, what I worked with you most recently was Alianza Dominicana.
I happen to be
a Dominican, and I was raised from all the Puerto Rican way. So I said, this is my way to give back and represent to my Dominican side. And it's not about it being black or Puerto Rican or Dominican or white or Yugoslavian or Albanian. It's about being human. You know, we all have our struggles. But it's not about our struggles. It's about how we overcome them, how we come out of the other side.
Believe me,
your nose has been pushed. I have every physical equipment to just take you and touch you on your neck and have you fall on your knees.
That devil is a liar.
You know what I mean? But are you really going to utilize so much energy for negativity? You got to turn around and use it for positive.
That's true.
So, like I was saying, if you have $24.98 to donate to a fourth grader who is probably in the shelter system or foster system, or their parents can't afford to buy them simple supplies, but let's say they want a three and the economy is what it is, you come through the Sugar Rush Comedy Show, you get a three. If you think about it, $24.98 is about roughly $12.
Okay.
If you feel like you don't have the time to buy a book bag,
donate something. If they can do the 20, can they leave $10 or something to donate?
Exactly. $12 at the door.
Okay.
If you want to come through, we're going to be having Victor Cruz. We're going to have another comedian. Victor Cruz happens to be a 44 freckled redhead as well, and he's extremely funny, and I've worked with him before.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to having him come out. He'll be there, as well as another gentleman who happens to be, I believe, I don't know if he's from Hawaii. Ukrainian, I don't know.
He's like in a melting pot.
For real, he's like, he's a soccer ball, like, contradiction. I don't know. to Hawaii playing out of soccer.
So this is next Saturday. What's the name of the place?
It's called the New York Oxygen Lounge. It's located at 24 Avenue C. It's right in the heart of the Lower East Side of Manhattan and Lower East Side. It's between 2nd and 3rd Street. It starts, we're going to open doors about 7. It should start around 7, I would say, on the shop. Just to get it.
Industry time, people. Make sure you get there at 7. I'm
going to make sure you get there on time so that we can get started, get over with the party. They have drink specials. It's a great place.
Nice.
We're going to have, usually I try to, like, make it something that is it's a variety show. Like, you know, the Sugar Rush Comedy Show has been something that I've been doing now for, like, about a good 3 years, and I'm blessed to be able to be here again with you. You helped me with this on the first day. We blew out the doors of the cluster.
Yeah,
it's amazing. I'm moving on to big and better things. Most recently, I'm doing the Oxygen Lounge. I've been blessed to be at the Louis Vuitton Cafe. I'm looking forward to having my own show very soon, so I'll keep you guys tuned in.
Yes.
You can go on to,
you know, me, Casa, to Casa.
Exactly.
So, all your development, you know, you call me, you know, I'm bringing
follow me on Facebook. I'm a Facebook whore. I accept everyone. You could be like a terrorist with a Taliban. I'll be like, you're my friend. That's it. I know when something's going on. No, but if it's all love, you really got to, like, move forward.
The name of your Facebook, because you have to be
specific. Yeah. If you would please log on to facebook.com/ CINDYSUGARUSH. And I could do that in Spanish too.
Good.
I'll get a Rosetta Stone on your ass and do it quick. It's on Facebook. /CINDYSUGARUSH. It's like a problem with different language. But listen, I'm blessed to be to have so many things to be able to give back. Right now I'm working. I have a band which we've been in the rehearsing, we've been recording things.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, you know, things will be going on the right path. We took a little hiatus for the summer, went back to school. But we still have feel out real quick, you know what I mean? I'm working out, I got my booty back. I've been getting up with 6 straight now. J-Lo was like, all right. Okay, this is very interesting. I think that, you know, there are no coincidences in life. Take every opportunity that's given to you. You know, be nice to people. You never know. It's not about interest.
Right.
It's not about interest. It's about
But that's the problem. When you got somebody that kind of being nice, we have that alert already that I've been seeing, you know what I'm saying? Somebody too nice, I don't even back up like what they want. I'm a fool. Even my kids sometimes, they be like, Ma, and give me a copy of what you want. You want something. You want something.
That's
what I'm
saying.
Sometimes that's our fault too, that we kind of already put it out there, like, oh, somebody's being nice to us, they probably, it's because they want something, as opposed to they just probably being nice to be mine.
I really don't know. I can only ask God to protect me and to guide me and use me as an instrument. You know what I'm saying? I'm not your typical Christian woman. You know, I shaved my legs, I got piercings, and I went to a very modern.
And she got the only football short guy
right now. I'm fine, you're telling me that I'm going to do a I'm going to go back to school, back to business.
Okay.
So I think it's fitting, you know what I'm saying? Like, these gentlemen that come through are young comedians as well. We have an up-and-coming comedian by the name of Felix Cabrera. He and I have been friends by the phone for like a year.
Oh, my God.
We're trying to get on. I said, this brother really wants to be on, so I'm giving him an opportunity. We have poets come through to do their thing. We have people who are going to be selling artesanías and pictures and buttons and T-shirts. We took film through. Hopefully, you know, my friend Tony asked if she's going to come through. And I hope she brings her story. Sarah Martinez is a great person. She's a great role model. And I think that's very important that, you know, we all come from the same place. You know, our parents did as much as they could. You know, some of us didn't have family, but we eat and we do what we're going to do. But at the same time, I think it's very important to encourage each other.
Yes.
You have to encourage. You can't be around people who are going to bring you down for real. Like, siempre hay que le va a buscar cinco patas gato. You guys have heard that before? Cinco patas gato.
Five legs to a cat.
Five legs to a cat. Everyone's like, you know what? We got this together. We don't have that. Like, so how are you going to get that? Like, it's hard. You can know what you want. You know where you're coming from. But how you get there is a totally different thing. So you kind of have to look for people. And, like, you know, I have mentors that I reach out to. You have to be one of them. I love you, Nola, but I'll be talking to every now and then.
Oh, my God, you're going to make me cry. Oh, my God, I'm a disappointment attitude.
No, I'm serious. I got here through you. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I was like, you don't think I have that time? They're going to blow my friends out. In my house. That's what I'm talking about. You look great. You got nice little business. You know, you got your Philadelphia. You're like, what? That's how I'm going to be here. I got nothing going on. David, and I've known David for a very long time. I used to be the fat girl. Shout out to David because he just had a baby. Congratulations.
Yes, and he's up in Canada. Well, the baby just made a year old.
Oh, damn, yo. I heard him real late.
Listen, sometimes it's like that.
Time is short and fleeting. It goes by fast, man. And it's very important that si alguien te desea más, llevo una transform posible, lo que tú me deseas, todo lo deseo, y debes
saber. Whatever you wish me, it goes back 10 times forward.
You know what's interesting one time, this is before, because I've been writing stand-up comedy for quite some time, and before I decided to take the stage, I was at a comedy show where somebody was actually someone that I loved, and I lost my mind. Because I was in a place where they couldn't see me.
Oh.
But I could talk back to them, and once the material didn't get the way you wanted it to be, but and I was like, and he was like, no, you shut up. And I was like, no, you shut up. Like, I was like, I'm rubbing you through whatever you say, bounces on me and sticks to you. Like, I was like, yo, I feel like it's not your shoe size. Like, you know what? Because the material ain't vulgar, which it can't be, because you guys know
right.
Sugar.
Yeah.
There's a good sugar and a bad sugar. And some dogs don't like the bad sugar. Oh, but I like the good sugar. It's good to be bad sometimes. You gotta make sure that when you put in the good time, you really good. That's all I want to be able to, like, the day I'm no longer on this earth and I'm remembered for doing things that I've done. You know, not that I'm not able to be like, oh, you better make that happen before me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But like, oh, no, like, if people feel for me, that I was able to help other people.
Right.
You know, even if it was just 50 posts. Last year I did the post class and it was a lot of people weren't in the spirit of giving, but I appreciated those who did. And you know what? I probably made somebody happy if they had a brand new coat.
Definitely.
Maybe it wasn't brand new, but okay, so yeah, I mean, you know, you look,
but they have something that they didn't have, which is what I do with the DJ Carplay's co-drive as well. And on their Carplay's with his wife and his family, we do that every year. And, you know, you always get to see the people, you know, their coats and whatever. There's people that don't have, like, sometimes, like, I have a friend that, oh my God, they got, like, this limb ball. I'm not going to throw it out. Somebody will see that coat and be like,
they'll buy that thing for $199 at Rite Aid, all those things. If you put it on the way, you could, like, cut it off. Like, you know, $195 is another man's treasure.
They always say that.
And,
but, Cindy, you're not leaving me yet because you need to make me like this a little bit more. You're already laughing at my spirit. I'm going borderline with disappointment and being happy. But I want to take in a caller. No caller?
Come on.
Make sure you call in 347-826-7722 so you can speak to Cindy. Say goodbye.
And hallelujah, come on, get happy. Let's go to the promised land.
Yeah. Well, then, you have to have to continue to listen. Do we have somebody before I go to Cindy? Another person? Who we have online? We have Pete. And he's calling from Paradise Theater? Okay.
I'm talking about bringing time.
We have somebody that's checking out the 7-day entertainment friends. What's going on over there? Talk to me. What's going on over there?
Are we on the horn right now?
Yes.
Hello.
Are.
Oh, you already know. I was listening. I had the deep conversation going. I was so focused. I was listening. First, I want to say a shout out to E2K Elma. Thank you. You're the best. I mean, I'm having a great time right now. They got the comedian opening up right now. He's hilarious. You know, it's a great vibe over here. Everybody's having a good time. BBQ sponsored it, WBLS. Everybody's out here looking good. You know, I'm glad to be in my hood. The BX is looking nice right now. Boredom, we're looking nice right now.
Our sponsors for that event is On The Rock Entertainment and SoulSummer.com. So definitely shout out to them. Shout out to Derek. They sponsor our show, and, you know, they bless us with tickets just as those. So have a great time, and then let me know after everything is said and done. I want you to call me back and
let me know. Thank you. Dang, this is my first comedy show, too. I'm going to be real.
Wow.
I mean, my first comedy show, so thank you.
Totally come through on the
point. I got me a hot date, too, so you're making me look good right now. I got me a hot date. She is enjoying herself.
Well, enjoy your day. But don't forget, Cindy Sugar Rush, and she's having also another comedy show next week, next Saturday. I'll fill you more in the details. Maybe you want to check out, because she's hilarious as well. But have fun, and thanks for calling from over there. Thank you.
Yo, thank you. Shout to E2K. Shout to Rose holding it down. Love you, little homie. I keep doing your thing, lady. Take it to the top.
Thank you, baby.
All right, mama. Bye-bye.
All right, so Cindy, before I let you go, but give me a last minute shout out. Let people know.
I want to thank my Lord and Creator, Jesus Christ, Allah, Buddha, whatever. We're here in this earth, like I said, for a very short time. Come through and laugh. come through. Hopefully, Emma, if you're not too busy, you can come through. I would love
What time is it? Come here.
Okay, it's Saturday, which is next Saturday, August 28th. It's from the doors open at 7. The show should start shortly after that. Before people get it, the movie star. We got three great comedians. It's the crew, myself. We got four coming to people selling stuff. It's located at the New York Oxygen Lounge. It's located at the number of the building is 24 Avenue C, which happens to be North Side.
Okay.
It's in the LES. You can take the E or the F train to Second Avenue, walk over between Second and Third Street. And it's going to be a great show. Hopefully, this gentleman, if you like comedy, I would love it if you could come through. Come
yes. I'm going to pass some information to the start at 7. You know, I got to be here ready. Yeah, I'm set.
So you're done by 10?
I'm done by 10.
You could totally make it.
Yeah?
Yeah, you
okay.
Could totally make it. All right. I'm making an exception for you.
Cool.
All right.
So just for that, I'm going to definitely be shouting you out, giving that information for you next Saturday. Whoever has not had a chance to be able to see her on stage and live, you can't miss it. She is funny and she is hilarious. Please support, man, Cindy Sugarrush. And before she goes, tirame algo, throw me something because, you know, I'm with my disappointment attitude and I'm trying to cross to the other side.
I think that sometimes people deserve to get punched in the face. If you are not Luchador, you better watch out because I'm coming. I'm like a superhero. I will find you the truth. So I'll thank you for it. Cuidado, que Cuba triste, que me estoy llorando.
For real? Cuba, oh my God. Wow.
I think everybody wants to live, everybody wants to, you know, eat right and smell good and the basic necessities. I think that life is a very short reason. You know, like, maybe we should be simple people sometimes and, like, simplify, you know,
right.
like, you know, like the basics. We need food. I wish I could grow my own food.
Right.
Instead of, like, eating, you know, we need to go with Debbie Downer, like, man. Toxins, but we have to be able to survive. We have to maintain the optimism. It's a little important.
That's true, man. That's true. And yeah, thank you for coming through. I appreciate it. I know that you know, ripping and running. You came over here, you stopped, and, you know, I appreciate that. Please, everybody, go support her. We're going to have all the information next week, next Saturday for her show, so make sure you follow her. And I love her, man. This is another sister of mine, another queen that I represent when I do things with her. So make sure you go and support her. We're going to go into commercial, and we're going to be right back with our author, Julie Ojeda Ning, who wrote Friends to the End, and actually she's on part two. So we're going to be able to talk to her after when we come back.
If you're looking for that hot studio, man, you trying to drop your lyrics, man, get your mixing and mastering on, getting your recording on, man, and you're tired of all those cats just standing you up and you don't know what to do, then you need to holler at Team Studios. Team Studios at 752 East 137th Street between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-22221, you know what I'm saying? And make sure that you log into the website at www.teamentertainment.net. Follow them on Twitter at TeamENT1. Don't forget, they open 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm talking about they got rooms to rent. You're looking for an office to get your whole internet radio going on, or maybe you might even want to do something in there. I don't know what it is. You might even want to have a house party. I don't know, but you know what it is. 7 days a week, man. They got rooms for rent. Rooms for rent, man. Get your business together. Get your professionalism on. Make sure you holler at Team Studios. Team Studios, man. The hottest place in the Bronx.
Thriller, bang like a gorilla, got a tendency to pillow when I drill her, I can feel her shiver.
Already in her, living in a liver like I'm liquor winding down in her spine, better get her.
She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be trying to give it to me, then I bang her quicker. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. Dollars in the cup, cause I ain't tryna fill my drink.
Fulfill my drink, women in the pink, back her blackberry shakes, the CD on my link. Bathroom in the sink, and we grind into the beat, then I think, why dance when we
shit. I agree, she say I agree, when I open up my
my mouth, pull that lick inside of me, then I splash her. As I lick her body to get high, roll that live, blowing sour to the sky. Maybe we should slide. Slow it down, then you slow it down, then you slow it down, then you she be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be trying to give it to me, then I beg her, quickly, quickly. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. Ballads in the cup, cause I ain't tryna steal my dream. Stay in the bubble, getting it wet, making it puddle. Give me the druggie, try to get twisted, get you a couple. Make them drink until they all faded. Sit back like the split, watch them kiss, I be coordinated.
And I be doing things with your broad all naked. Never get it mistaken, make her pop it like bacon. Shake it till she break it, and of course she gon' take it. And the course on top of me is her favorite. I think it's time to slide.
Slow it down, then you slow it down, then you slow it down, then you she be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be trying to give it to me, then I beg her, quickly, quickly. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. Ballads in the cup, cause I ain't trying to fill my drink.
Yeah, man, shout out to 950 Plus. That was their shimmy, shimmy. You know, they hit me on the email with that, and I thought I'd play it. Shout out to them. They're up in Canada doing their thing. They got a performance out there. Shout out to D-Cuz, the ad records. So I played the shimmy, shimmy. It was okay, you know, as far as my disappointment attitude that I'm having today. Cindy Sugarless came through. She did make me laugh. You know, she brought me 50-50. I'm 50-50 now because I said before I leave the show, I'm going to just leave all this here, leave it behind, because I'm then going to go to the dress and stilettos event at Mimosa's. Shout out to Monique on her birthday and stuff like that. So, you know, we're going to go over there. We're going to pop out. We're going to do it heavy. We're going to do it nice with all the sexy mamas and the stilettos. Okay, so I'm halfway there. So we're gonna keep on. I'm gonna go into my next interview, which is gonna be with Julie, and I think she's gonna be able to definitely, you know, step into the topic, which is disappointment. The difference between being disappointed and being mad. My answer to that is, when you're disappointed, it's a longer lasting feeling and process. You can be disappointed. 10 years later, you're still disappointed. Somebody disappointed you, broke your heart, you know, did something to you that really disappointed you, really made you view them differently, and you can carry that on for a long time. As opposed to being mad, mad is an emotion at the moment, you're mad, whatever, okay, maybe, you know, some people hold on to being mad like forever, you know, like a day or two or a week, they're still mad, but eventually, you know, they grow another emotion, which is happy, hungry, whatever. You know, so that doesn't last as long. So that's my definition of the difference between disappointment and being mad. But, listen, people, you know, everybody knows that I'm on the positive, you know, road. I'm on the positive market. You know, I promote staying positive and the women market, but it's just sometimes, some days, that you got to balance this whole shit out, man. And you gotta just be on the dark side. Shout out to Fat Joe, that's from only the dark side. You know, this shit here, just sometimes it just needs to be able to throw a little negative in the positive to try to create a balance. Because too much positive is not good, too much negative is not good. So we try to, you know, create a mental balance. And that's what I'm trying to do today. So hopefully, you know, my guests will help me along, the callers will help me along. So far, like I said, I came up 50-50. I'm there. So we're going to continue and see if I can get out of the, you know, the disappointment stage. Maybe, maybe not. Let's see. But anyway, without further ado, we have in the studio with us Julie Ojeda Ning. Give it a pop. Yay, yay. Hi, Mama. How are you? see a sexy cell. Say, look at how sexy cell, or a sexy hubby here. So don't try it, okay? So, mama, listen, I was so happy and ecstatic when, I mean, you already had told me you were working on the second one. You gave me your first book, and I read it, I loved it, and I was definitely waiting for you to, you know, come with a comeback. I haven't had a chance to read the second part, so I can't discuss anything on it because I don't know. But that doesn't mean that she still can't discuss it and think about it. And this is live. So, and I gave her a kiss and I said, listen, I'm going to take it all. It's all right. It's okay. I'm going to cue me. And then she, and then I'm disappointed again. Yeah. So, okay, so the first one was great. I read it. I was excited to read the second one. You finally finished it. I thought it was pretty quick, though. Right?
No, I made them wait for a hot minute. I was on relaxation.
Okay.
And I came strong with this one. I didn't disappoint anybody, trust me.
Okay, now, before we even tap into that, I want to talk a little bit more about you, the woman, the author, the mother. Let's get a little, you know, for those that don't know who you are, you know, just first listening or whatever, don't know the book, and we'll pick it up. Talk about you. Tell me a little something about you, or do you want the audience to know about you?
Well, my first stepping ground, I will always acknowledge passing projects. That's where I first came from. And by the age of 19, I was married. And after I got married, of course, came the baby. So I did my job doing that. I became a wife. I became a mother. And I became a worker because I do have a full-time job. And then I became a writer on a hobby tip.
Okay.
So this is really my hobby. It's turned into a career only because the people have chosen.
Right.
I just really thought I was just doing it for me, my family, my friends. But I sure enough welcome anybody aboard. I've met new friends, new acquaintances, new business people, and I'm happy to say that I'm here.
Well, the stuff you put in here, since, you know, we're on the show Real Talk, Real Life, it's based on real things that happen. Of course, names have been changed, maybe some locations.
But what I do is that if they passed away in real life, I use their name. And if they're still here, I change their name.
Okay.
So that way my neighborhood can still be familiar with some of the people and some of the things that I'm still talking about. And, you know, I thought it was therapy. There's a lot of things I went through that I wanted to share with the world because my life is like an open book. Anybody who knows me knows that I'm real, knows exactly where I came from, knows what I'm doing, and, you know, it is what it is.
Right. Now, nobody has approached you, like, they meet the brother, like, oh, that's me. She wrote about me. I want to chat.
No, actually, they think they know the characters, you know,
Oh. Or
they draw to them, or they'll say that they can relate to a character, or they have a friend like that. So I get a lot of phone calls, and I get a lot of emails or Facebook, and, you know, that's how they attach themselves to the book, I guess.
Oh, they see themselves in it.
They see themselves, or they know a story, you know, similar. What they're going through or what they've been through.
Yeah, because, you know, our urban stories are not too different. You know,
there's some are more in hand.
Right. Some are more
to get out of being realistic.
Right.
I can't really talk about those because I don't really read other people's material because I just try to stay focused on what I'm doing.
Okay.
So I support them. I go to their stuff and, you know, we'll be together. But I really don't read other people's work.
Okay.
So I don't know how to write it.
That's interesting because... That's interesting. I've never heard that before. I usually, and you know why? That's good. That's definitely a good concept because when you do read other people's stuff, even if you don't want to perfectly, and you're writing
stuff, or
it may stay stuck because you're like, okay, I know this, but where did you know it from? Because you read it somewhere or you've seen it somewhere.
I just really freestyle write. I just write how I feel. I write what I'm going through. I write, you know, what I'm thinking, if I'm angry, all my emotions. That's what I really do. So that's how I come across my book.
Okay, now this second one is
a continuation
for the first one. Are there going to be any third or fourth one, or are you stopping here and then you're going, you know, you're venturing somewhere else?
I've been hearing part three. I've been hearing that. That's what people tell me, but I'm just thinking that I'm going to go with a new book so I can see if I can draw away from friends to the end because that's just something that I stand for. That's who I am. But I'm thinking my next title might be My Way or No Way.
Ooh, I like that. Okay, people, I'm 60% now. 60% disappointment, less disappointment. I like that, I like that. My way or my way. No, I like that. Now, before we go to the second one, let's go into the first one.
Okay.
Let's talk about some of the characters in there, how they came to be. I know this part of some of your life story, or is it all life story? Or just some put in some... How,
I don't know what that is.
Well, I'm not going to say, or you don't want to.
Well,
oh, let me show you.
Okay. Well, actually, when I first started to think about writing, I just only could write what I know, so I was just writing about my friends. It was, like, the most important thing to me. They were stronger than family at times, so that's where I came up with the title Friends to the End.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just kind of put myself into a character that would be similar to me, and it might have been things that I did and things,
or maybe not,
or maybe not. But if you know me, you know what's real and what's not real. But my character draws to a Spanish Puerto Rican girl that looks maybe like a little white girl, but she's extra light. But she carries herself like a black strong woman because that's what she was raised by.
Mm.
And so that's Black Jessie. And everybody just like really gets attached to her. Now, Black Jessie has all different kinds of friends. So she may have a friend, which would be Rosa, that's more sexual and more doing more things that she's not doing.
Right.
So both these characters basically that she likes to have sex, she likes attention, she loves the mate that she's in when she's having difficulties getting really with him because
mm-hmm.
he's another playboy. And then we run into another character, which is Elaine. Elaine loves money. Elaine's into the drug game. Elaine just...
Boy, we know some of those. Okay, sorry.
So basically, you know, those three characters are together to be friends to the end, you know.
Right.
And from there on, it goes into, it shifts into what really happens to them, who they fall in love with, how that touches them, how do they react to it, what happens when you see yourself without money, without family.
What I like the most is the way you bring out the actual connection that they have. Them being so different,
yes,
but yet at the same time having that friendship connection, you know?
Because they're not judging each other. What they're not doing, they're not judging each other. They're just loving each other. So there's a difference. When you have a friend for a reason or you have a friend for a benefit, it's not true.
Mm.
So it's not a friend, it's an acquaintance.
Mm.
But you know them and, you know, you may put that title, oh, that's my friend, but they're not really your friend.
Right.
So with some friends that you have, you may have somebody that did a lot of wrong things, but you'll love them to the end of time, only because that's your girlfriend.
Shout out to the skeletons I got in my closet.
All right, that's how So that's basically, you know, that's how they connect, because they're so different. But it's all right with them being different, because that's not what they're about. They're all about, you know, they live in the same hood, they love each other, they're going through the same struggles. So it doesn't matter if somebody else is doing something different. That's not...
And even when they're doing things different, when they need to come together...
Yeah.
They come together.
And that, shout out to my real friends, you know, friends to the end. E, you know what I'm talking about. But, you know, I do have that, and that's what I live. And, you know, I have good friends. I have a lot of good friends, and I love them. And, you know, forever, you know, I had to put friends to the end for my first football.
Right.
So, you know.
I think it's a very fitting title, though. You know, in reading the book, you know, I'm telling you, I was like, oh, my God. And maybe, like, you want to look at my old cool friends and stuff. You know, because, you know, you make that comment.
Facebook for that.
You make that promise, like, yo, you know, will we be, like, old and our wedding and we have our kids? And, you know, you talk about those things, like, when you're young.
And it stays real with us. You know, we to this day, we still who we are. And we do different things, but we still got each other's back. And that's why there's a continuation.
Okay, now, drum roll, please. Brrr. Now, in the second part, what are you getting into? I mean, I'm upset because I haven't done it yet, but talk to me.
They did get grown, you know, they did get grown, but some people still stuck on old pain. And so when you got old pain, you get revenge sometimes that it didn't work out for you. You know, and some people get on that, you know, or some people get on, they feel so sorry for themselves that they want other people to feel sorry for them, too. So, you know, I'm touching a little bit of that, and, you know, I'm bringing all the characters back.
All the characters.
All the characters.
Except the one that's out of support.
Of course, the to work that past. I mean, if I could bring my mama back, she'd be the first one here. But, you know, she is on the front cover. Shout out to my mother, R.I.P. And, you know, I went to St. Raymond's and did that for her. So, you know, I'm just talking about that again because it's always striking. Let me ask you, the visit to St. Raymond, like how many people you know you have to pass? Well, they're all in St. Raymond's, basically. You know, and it's a good trip because you get to do them all in one at times. But, you know, it's real painful when you get over there.
Right.
You really hitting the reality of, you know, these people are gone. Mm-hmm. So I figured, so they're gone, so we got to talk about them. They weren't here.
Right.
They don't mean they've forgotten just because they're gone. So I brought them back to life. So shout out to me for doing that.
Definitely shout out to you. That's a friend to the end.
You know, that's what I had to do. They existed. They left kids behind. They, you know, they might have did things that people, you know, it wasn't appropriate to certain standards and, you know, maybe it wasn't right, but it was still a soul that was living and that was
still
my friend.
They were still
friends. They still love. They still love. They felt pain. They felt they had to do what they had to do for their own reasons. And, you know, that's not for me to question because we're all there. We're all starving at a time. We all got to eat. We all searching to find ourselves. And coming from the hood at times, we don't know who we are. I didn't know I was a writer. You know, I didn't know that. The people told me that.
Mm.
I don't even consider myself really an author or writer. This is the title everybody gave me.
But that's the way it should be. Like, there's some rappers that be like, yeah, I'm a rapper. But no, they got to tell you that you're a rapper.
Or
a singer. Or,
they,
you know,
they're accepting my story. So that's the title they put on me. I'm still Julie. I still go to Patterson. I still, you know, do what I got to do. And, you know, I just separate from different things. I don't stay in Patterson, but I just go there.
But you still have friends?
I don't have a lot of friends over there. All my friends, basically, are still over there. And that's where I did my first book signing. That's where when the second release came out, that's where I went. You know, I feel that that's my roots, and that's where I need to be to keep my head together and keep me humble.
You can't forget where you come from. Never forget where you come from.
It'll keep you humble.
Yeah.
Keep you real humble. Real quick, you get that wake-up call, like, this could have been me. All day, everything.
You could have stepped in it. It's like almost like a time zone. Sometimes when you go, like, back in the past, especially in areas like that, you know,
and that's why you love it.
Can you believe CC's Amanda todavía está in the, you know, on the second, are you serious? Somebody, like, 20 years. Like, come for your vodka on, like, you know, like.
But you know something, they all know, some people just don't know anything different. We wasn't taught that.
Right.
So if you raised it, you get your safety net, you know. You can go outside, everybody's going up with the kids because everybody know each other. If anything happens, they all going to look out. It's just a unity living in a project, and that's what keeps us here. So it's your choice to be wise and say, okay, I love the project, so I won't forget the project, but this is not where I'm at right now.
But there's no problem with moving on.
Sometimes because you got to upgrade.
People feel like, you know what it is, too? I have friends, you know, they live in the project, they want to move on, whatever, and all of a sudden they come out like, oh, you think you still have my age, but now you have a house, or now you have a car, or now, you know, you only come once a week as opposed to
it depends on how real you kept it with them. If you know that you got all those things, but you just coming downtown like a regular person, then they're going to love you like that. But once you show them that you done did something different and you acting better, then that's what they see in you. They don't see you no more. They see you got different.
Right.
And it's all right to be different, but it's also all right to know that when you get down there, you don't have to bring that, all of that stuff that you got. That's already at home. You don't have to let them know that you do it in like a people's face.
Yeah,
you don't do that because, you know, you've been here. You know that you didn't want to, you know, not that you don't want to support, not that you're not happy, but some people are not. And if you know that, you don't got to bring that to them because if they're feeling bad about themselves and you're coming at them like that, that's not going to help them. So my goal is to help them have a read, people that ain't been reading. I hear that a lot. Like, you got the hood reading. You know, oh, you're putting the business out there. Oh,
that's a
blessing. So just to do that, I don't have to tell them, oh, now I'm holding this or now I'm doing that. Because that's not our friendship. That's not about the friendship.
Mm-hmm.
The friendship is, I wrote about us. I wrote about what we did. I wrote about how we overcame, you know. And so
you're
that's
the voice of the people.
They
you're the voice of the people.
I hope so.
You're the voice of the people.
I've always been loud. So
I hope so. Whoever said that on here, Julie Cartman,
they lying. They're lying. Well, you know, that's
one thing that I want the public to know about you that I had learned, and I was taken back, I'm not going to lie, is the amount of time that you've been with your husband. That has to be commended. How long have you been married?
since 1988.
How many years is that?
Well, people can't count. 20, 22. Well, 21. Somewhere in there, but 1988, they alone.
It's real. It's real. You know what? To be married 20-something years, starting young, coming from the project, not knowing, you know, about yourself, your life and all that, and still holding on strong. Listen, I wish I was wearing a hat, so I could take the hat off and, you know, my hat to you, but I just got to say that I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy. I'm just so glad to know you. You know, aside from even the industry stuff, you've invited me to your home. I've been there. You fed me. I feel like royalty when I was there. The whole family, her husband, the kids, everybody was just so amazing. She lived wonderful, comfortable, and she still woke up every morning. She works. You know, her husband works. I mean, you know, they're working people that are all about progress. And that's what I'm talking about as far as real talk in real life. Well, it doesn't matter where you come from or what you want to do. At the end of the day, it's what you've done with all that.
Exactly.
You know, it's what you've done with all that. You sit down and be like, okay, I'm disappointed this didn't work out, because that's the topic. I'm disappointed, but I'm going to decide to do this. Like, now, I'm 70% of speaking to Julie. Right. I'm getting there.
I'm going to get you there.
I'm getting on 70%, and that's going to mean that once I leave out of here, I'm going to leave all that behind, and I'm going to carry on with my night. I'm going to go to my mimosa, put my stilettos, and have a great time. That's what I'm doing. Let me go into the callers to see. We have 646. You're on the line with Emily Duque and Julie O'Hara Ning, our author.
Hello.
Okay. 347. You're on the line with Emily Duque and Julie O'Hara Ning, our author. I like how that sounds.
Never heard
of that. No. I'm special. Okay, I guess anybody just want to listen to us, no problem, because I can keep going. That's why I have a talk show, because I can talk. No? Okay. So anyway, when we first came in, I told you about, we're going to switch back and forth. Disappointment. Have you ever had, or what's been your greatest disappointment in life?
I had a lot of accomplishments. I guess my biggest disappointment is not being able to fully understand where depth comes in. That's the only thing I ever really been disappointed really about.
Okay. The disappointment when you lose people?
Yeah, I'm just disappointed that God created us while we got it all, basically. That's my disappointment. I mean, I don't see too much into the negativity like that. So to me, it's like I'm just keeping moving from that. I wouldn't even want to think about what was my biggest disappointment, because that wouldn't be something that would make me feel good.
Right.
So I wouldn't, you know, that would just be shutting everything down.
You know what, Judy? 75%. I'm gonna do the same thing.
Yeah, because
I'm gonna do the same thing.
I just think that, you know, when you think about the disappointment, it's not going, you know, it's your mind frame or how you're thinking. If you're thinking of something negative, then that's just how it's going to turn your feelings into that negativity. And it's just going to create other things you might have been disappointed in.
The law of attraction.
Yeah. So to me, it's just like, you know, if I was disappointed, I got it over with, or I did what I had to do to overcome that. I don't really, like, pay attention to that.
And it's also like a snowball, because I realized, right, I started my disappointment since last night. I came in, and it was just like building and building, and while I was thinking about it, getting like bigger and bigger.
You got to trust that him, because your disappointment is not something that has to stop you. Mm. It can create you to do something else positive, or because you had that bad feeling, it turns you into doing something else. Or when somebody tells you you can't do it,
right,
that just makes you want to do it.
Right, that's true.
You know, so I just always try to flip that. You know, I just always try to flip that. And, you know, I could have been disappointed by a whole lot of things.
Right,
you know, my biggest thing is that I'm not
going to
worry about that.
See, I needed to come here, and I needed some realness. 80%, people, 80%. I'm 80%, don't worry. By the time I leave out of here, like I said, I'm going to get my stuff together, man. I'm going to be okay. Sometimes I just feel like it doesn't hurt to kind of embrace the pain just a little bit, recognize it. Me, my opinion, that's how I take it on, like, disappointment, hurt, whatever, I kind of take it on, I absorb it, I feel it around, whatever, and then I, okay, I experience that. So whenever it comes again, I already see the signs. I already know what that feels like. I'm not going to go, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go down now to the left and step to the right, because I've already been there to the right.
So you
that's
can't,
my own therapy.
Yeah. The, well, the mind may be that I'm putting it on paper. You know, that I'm just typing it out, or I'm doing what I got to do. There's a lot of things that we used to react to that we don't react that same way. There's a lot of people out there that was just, you know, we was young, we was, you know, fighting, they was slicing, they was doing that now. You know, that's a disappointment that you're going to go to jail if you act like
right.
that now.
Yeah.
So, now that we know that we can't do that, you upgrade to what's the next solution.
Right.
You know, I put it on paper. I'll get you back now.
And now the road rage, you can get arrested for the road rage stuff before you can, like, throw something at people, even shoot them for road rage, and it wouldn't be, like, that serious. And now, if you not the person that gave you a ticket, you go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're like an actual cop.
Oh, yeah, you can't hit no city worker.
You can't hit a city worker. So,
you know, there's a lot of things that you can go, you know, you can take as a disappointment, and it's just going to set you backwards. You know, you just prepare yourself for the, how do you want to handle that?
Well, Julie, I want to thank you for coming through. You amped me up. You got me up to 80%. Before you go, you have any shout-outs that you would like to, you know,
get? Yeah, I want to shout-out the Bronx Bookman. I want to shout-out my daughter that's a model. I want to shout-out my son that's out there at 845 Corby Avenue every day, all day. And, you know, I want to definitely shout-out all my fans, all my listeners, everybody who's been there to support me, and RIP to all that's gone.
Facebook, Twitter.
Facebook, I'm on Facebook, Julio Jaden Lynn. I'm on MySpace. I'm personal like that, so you can call me, 646-924-7209. Support Emma. Shout out to her and her crew. And I'm welcome to come back anytime.
Yes, yes. This is your house. It's a swinging door. But just like when I'm on the edge, my cousin is going just like walking in my. But, you know, let me know that you're here. You're always welcome. I'm looking forward to the next, if there's even a third or a fourth, or even if you go in the other direction. You know, I love your writing. You know, me as being a writer myself, I don't really compliment too much other writers. You know, not because I'm a caddy or whatever, but I don't know. I have a thing that I feel people should respect. There's a certain level of respect when you do certain writing, and I think you've definitely met the bar with it. So, you know, shout out to your
fantasy thing.
And respect as a woman, as holding it down for as long as you have. It's just not really, you know, it's just not really heard of too much, you know? Like, having
a young love. I believe in young love.
I believe in you too. What is that? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Young love, you know, you grow together, you get the most of them when you're young.
That's the Cougar. You're the Cougar man. Casey, president.
So, you know, that's what it is. That's really. But I hope you enjoy this story.
I will.
And you're
going to sign it? The autograph?
I'm going to sign it. And I got 5 stars on Amazon with part one, so let's keep them part two.
So can they go to Amazon? Where to
go on Amazon for part one? I'm still working on that right now because I've just been hitting the streets. All vendors on 125 got it. In the Bronx, they have it. My husband will be reaching out to Brooklyn next weekend, so... You can't pick it up in the street, but
right.
That's where my love is at. It's, you know, I condone the street life of just walking by and picking up what you like, so that's what I'm doing. But
I'll go to her Facebook and ask her the questions, like any particular block that you're interested in, or maybe you got a store or somewhere where you want to sell the book to.
And I also want to say that I'm a writer, but I'm also publishing. You know, publishing is how the book was also created. You know,
right.
I self-publish. We have... My husband that does the distribution for me. I have my daughter that's a model. I have my son working in the table. So, you know, it is family orientated.
Everything.
So we do have it together like that. And, you know, we all get down the same way. So that's what, you know, that's what holds us down together.
Definitely. That's what's up. And I'm going to
okay, 85%.
She's even giving me 85%. Let's go to a song with us. I could be able to give out some hugs and we can take some photos and do what we do. And then come right back with more hot topics and hopefully, Lord for
that. We can.
Oh my God!
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I should really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplane?
Let's pretend like it's 98. Like I'm eating lunch off a styrofoam tray.
Yeah.
Trying to be the next rapper coming out the A. Hoping
now
for a record deal to ignore my pain. Yeah. Now let's pretend like I'm on the stage.
Yeah,
and when
yeah
my beat drops, everybody goes insane.
Yeah.
Okay. And everybody know my name.
Uh-huh.
And everywhere I go, people want to hear me sing. Oh, yeah. And I just dropped my new album. On the first week, I did 500,000. Gold in the spring and diamond in the fall.
Okay.
And then a world tour just to top it all off. And let's pretend like they call me the greatest.
Yeah.
Selling out arenas with big stages.
Ow.
And everybody love me and no one ever hated. Just try to use imagination.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars?
This never happened.
Yeah.
Like I never had dreams of being a rapper.
Rap.
Like I didn't write raps up in all of my classes.
Rap.
Like I never used to run away into the blackness. Now let's pretend like it was all good.
Yeah.
Like I didn't live staring in a notebook.
No.
Like I did the things that I probably knew I should. But I ain't have neighbors, that's why they call it hood. Yeah, now let's pretend like I ain't got a name.
No.
Before they ever call me B.O.B. or A.K.A. Bobby Ray. I'm talking back before the mixtape.
Cloud
before
nine.
The videos and the deals and the fame.
Yeah.
Before they ever want to pair me to Andre. Before I ever got on my space.
Yeah.
Before they ever noticed my face.
Yeah.
So let's just
yeah
pretend and make wishes out of airplanes.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now.
Let's pretend Marshall Mathers never picked up a pen. Let's pretend things would have been no different. Pretend he procrastinated, had no motivation. Pretend he just made excuses that were so paper thin they could blow away with the wind. Marshall, you're never gonna make it. Makes no sense to play the game, there ain't no way that you win. Pretend he just sat outside all day and played with his friends. Pretend he even had a friend to say was his friend. And it wasn't time to move and schools weren't changing again. He wasn't socially awkward and just strange as a kid. He had a father and his mother wasn't crazy as and he never dreamed he could rip stadiums and just lazy. A talent show in the gymnasium. You want him out the quit daydreaming, kid. You need to get your cranium checked. You're thinking like an alien, it just ain't realistic. Now pretend things just make him angry with this. And there was no one he could even name when he pissed it. And his alarm went off to wake him, but he didn't make it to the Rap Olympics. Left to his plane and he missed it. He's gonna have a hard time explaining to Haley and Laney these food stamps in his week. Cause he never risked. He hoped and he wished it, but it didn't fall in his lap, so he ain't even here. He pretends that
airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars. I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Follow my steps, get it up, put it down. Follow my steps, you know it, you know it.
The boy so swaggerlicious, and I show it. Catch me with the baddest bitches, chillin' for the moment, and they never give me distance. Me, they wanna go in, it's showing, and I know this. I'm in the club zoning. She back it all hard on me, damn, like we boning. She bringing out a part of me, damn, I can't control it. And we get it in all night in the early morning. Some sipping rosé, some just patroning. Some sipping gin and OJ, yelling out, oh hey, okay, all day, no work, no play. Yeah, I think you're steaming on me, feeding for that foreplay. Ain't no stopping, popping like that body about to break. I'm like, oh man, she wake the dead, I better wait. Wait, make it shake like the earth when it quake. You know it's all love, get it in the club. When you talk night like we got the bottles on deck. When it's time to take flight, yeah, the models gon' step. I make you feel real high, like we riding on jets. But for now, I put it down, just follow my steps. Follow my steps like a Simon Says game. I don't use auto-tune, but you feel T-Pain. Tyreek and this motherfucker bouncing off the walls. Make the club pop, get it kinda like the mall. Drop, take a little breather. Let the liquor ease ya, shake it like a seizure. Do it so good that your man wanna leave ya. Keep it all hood when it's over, catch amnesia. I know that you're a diva, got your own like Beyonce. Don't need Joe to see it swinging like Devontae. I like them white red bone on chocolate. Last seen a woman so hot. I see you, girl, shining like a star. Last call for the alcohol at the bar. Keep doing it the best, to the left, and it feels so right. Just follow my step. When you talk night, like we got the bottles on deck. When it's time to take flight, yeah, the models gon' step. I make you feel real high, like we riding on jets. But for now, I put it down. Just follow my step. Follow, follow my step. Follow, follow my step. Yeah, I get it real cool. Follow, follow my step. Follow, follow my step. Follow, follow my step. Get it up. Follow my steps, just move with me, just move with me. Get the thing in line, better move swiftly. You running out of time, just groove with me. The boys stay on the grind, got goons with me. Now roll with me, now roll with me. Shorty looking so fine, you be holding me. I put that arm around her neck, where it's supposed to be. Baby girl, unwind, come close to me. I do a little two-step, not too crazy. Bronx in the house, chicks wanna have my baby. They blame it on the liquor, shorty pulling down a zipper. If I'm with it, hell yeah, I won't kiss her. I take her to the crib once the after party's over. Shampoo treatment, head, shoulders. Once the night is finished, we doing it to death. And you would be too if you follow my step. When you talk night, like we got the bottles on deck. When it's time to take flight, yeah, the models gon' step. I make you feel real high, like we riding on jets.
If you're looking for that hot studio, man, you trying to drop your lyrics, man, get your mixing and mastering on, getting your recording on, man, and you're tired of all those cats just standing you up and you don't know what to do, then you need to holler at Team Studios. Team Studios at 752 East 137th Street between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-22221, you know what I'm saying? And make sure that you log into the website at www.teamentertainment.net. Follow them on Twitter at TeamENT1. Don't forget, they open 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm talking about they got room to rent. You looking for an office to get your whole internet radio going on? Or maybe you might even want to do something in there. I don't know what it is. You might even want to have a house party. I don't know. But you know what it is. 7 days a week, man. They got room for rent. Room for rent, man. Get your business together. Get your professionalism on. Make sure you holler at Team Studios. Team Studios, man. The hottest place in the
Yeah, man, it's Saturday, Saturday, and I'm 85%. I'm 85% away from my disappointment attitude when I first started. It's actually been turning into a real good night. I had the comedian Cindy Sugar Rush that came on, and, you know, she did her 1, 2, 3, 4. She's having her event next Saturday. I can't even remember where it's at, so I'm not even going to lie, but I will have the information for you during the week on the Facebook, backslash Emma E2K, or follow me on the Twitter, Emma E2K, or E2K underscore magazine, and I'll have all that info for you guys. Also, I have my friend, that I can say my friend, like some people are my friend, you know, they're not really friends, my friend, Author Julie Ojeda Ning, I like to say it like that. But we have another Ojeda in Team Studio. He's like, I'm on Ojeda. So shout out to the Ojeda. Shout out to the Ning. You know, I was privileged to have the second part of her book, Friends to the End. She signed it for me. And I'm going to be able to take my time and read it and really absorb it. Because I definitely support the first one, and I'm sure there's surprises in store. I can't wait. I want to start reading now. I'm going to start the show and I'm going to read. No, okay, I'm going to keep doing the show. And then I'm going to read. Shout out to Rose for holding me down another week. We did it without Lush. See, Lush, we did it. We're good students. But you will be here next week. Don't play yourself. Shout out to Lord Finesse that was here and had to go. We're here at Team Studio, 752 East 137th Street, Bronx, New York, 10454. The number here is 347-726-2221. Don't forget to call them for your recording and mixing needs. They're located between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard. Also find them on the website at teamentertainment.net. I want to shout out everybody that's right now at the Paradise Theater checking out Cedric the Entertainer and Friends. All the people that we sent from E2K on the spot. I have my photographer over there, so I should be having some photos to be able to post. That comes from On the Rocks Entertainment and SoulSummer.com. So my contest winners is there right now. I have Pete that called in, and he's having a fabulous, great time with his hot date. So, Pete, make sure you call me and let me know how everything went and how Cedric rocked it, because I'm sure I know he rocked it. I don't even have no doubts about that. Also, for Lush Girls T-shirts, make sure you log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Show your support, only $25 per shirt. Make sure you press the button, buy now. Thank you for our sponsors, Elite Print, formerly known Capital Customs. Call 202-471-0310. Contact them for more info if you need custom clothing. Shout out to Not 50 Plus and their Shimmy Shimmy. Make sure you download that. The Shimmy Shimmy is popping off right now. Shout out again to my sons, my 2-year-old on the 17th and my 18-year-old yesterday, Friday, and his birthday party that ended at 11. Yeah, I have things to do, okay? But shout out to him. He can vote now. That's all you can do, okay? Just let you know. I'll wait till you're 21. Don't forget to support Erica Roman's celebrity baseball game, which will be on the 24th, which is Tuesday, up there on Castle Hill. There's going to be mass celebrities. You know, go out and support that. Erica was a very good friend of mine, rest in peace, her, and we want to definitely keep her name alive. So if you don't do it for Erica, do it for all the celebrities that are going to be over there. You can take pictures and all that, to buy T-shirts and stuff like that. Check out the pictures of last year, the first year, on my Facebook /Emma E2K, which is Erica's first annual, and you'll see, have an idea almost who's going to show up this year. And we had an amazing time and fun, and I'm not going to do the heels thing here. I thought it was cute. I'm not even doing that this year. Sneakers, sandals. I can run around and say by taking photos. Shout out to all the Leos and all the Virgos. Everybody celebrating a birthday. Everybody celebrating an anniversary. Shout out to all the blocks, all the hoods, and shout out to all my friends. So we're friends to the end, man. It's a She Thing, Street Queens, the movement, Lush Radio Online. I mean, that's how we do it, man. It's a family here. It's a love thing here. Everybody that comes in here shows me mad love and support, and I always try to, you know, show that back. Only in my disappointment days, and that was today, and I'm 95% because I'm about to go to my hostage and go put on my heels and my tacos and get it on popping and show that person to me last night how I can have a real good time and how I can practice the law of attraction, which is going to be I'm going to have a great time, I'm going to have a positive time, I'm going to laugh, I'm going to hang out with my girls, and thank you for listening. Another week is a blessing. I'm still here. Next week, don't forget, we're going to have Divine from the group today, and we're also going to have La Bruja. We're going to have my Brujita with me, and probably another special guest. We'll see. We're waiting for confirmation. I appreciate every email that I get, every text, every phone call, although sometimes I cannot get to everybody because I'm human people who are. If I'm driving, I can't be checking out, you know. Oprah said no. I'm going to sign the pledge myself soon, not yet. But when I do sign it, I can't, you know, I can't bounce those things, but I still get everybody's emails. I see you on the Facebook. I see you on the Twitter. Shout out to the Retweet Squad. Shout out to Future Guru 100 that keeps it funky and is always retweeting all the stuff that Lush Radio does. He's part of the Lush Radio family. Shout out to everybody that I know and that knows me. And I just want to get out of here, man. I'm happy that that Judy was here with me and she's still rocking because she's giving me gifts. This is the second guest that gives me gifts, people. I'm just saying, can we just make this like a, you know, like a common thing? The first one was Triple Stage when he brought us the platinum, what's the shirt? Latin is platinum, man. He brought us some Latin is platinum shirts and we're doing it up with Don Leffert for Big Pharma and Rest in Peace. Shout out to Liza Rio. We should be meeting tomorrow for breakfast, Liza. You better. Anyway, hugs and blessings and head grease and who's 646? I'm going to close out, man. 646 so we can get to 100. 646, you are with Emma E2K and Julie O'Hebanin. And I'm not going to be disappointed. So everybody, like I said, keep God first. Try to always do the positive thing. And when something negative happens, then do 5 positive more things. The people that call me on a personal cell phone, I cannot pick it up. Yeah, I got to call on the line, 347-826-77. And I'll catch you, I guess, next week, Matt. And I'm out. Blessings. Thank you, Rose. Thank you, Lush. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
That's still here hanging out. She has her lovely daughter and her husband are here repping. Everywhere she goes, the family. I love it. Sometimes I'm the envious. No, I'm not going to say that. I love it. God is a blessing. It's always a blessing. And I'm out.